Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
If you are a Republican, you might not want to mention that when you apply to Clemson University. If you're a Democrat, that'd be fine. It's cool. But if you're a Republican, I wouldn't put it on my application. Said an admissions counselor for Clemson University. But if you must, if you got your leadership experience, it's, you know, part of the College Republicans in high school, or you volunteered on campaign, maybe you even had a leadership role on a campaign, if you did something like that and you're putting it down for your leadership experience, and it was unfortunately a Republican campaign. Wow, what were you thinking? Anyway, this admissions counselor for Clemson University says, well, if you got to put it on your admissions application, you should really apologize. And denounce the, you know, misogyny and white supremacy. Or else what? Well, you know, it's just not good. It's not good to put that on your application. Are we serious here? All right, joining me now is the chairman of the Clemson College Republicans, Fish Belk. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did you put any sort of GOP reference on your admissions application, or did you just slide through and she missed you?
I personally did not, because in today's political climate, I think that a lot of students do get attacked for their beliefs. So I personally did not mention mine. However, I do think that you should be able to talk about politics in your application, because ultimately the university is a place for learning and discovery, not politics. So filtering out anyone's by their political belief, I think it goes entirely against what, you know, higher learning is for.
Okay, so what we're referring to, of course, is Monica Rosman. She's a Clemson University undergraduate admissions counselor. And she posted on Snapchat warning, you know, don't mention, you know, that you're a Republican on your college application. It's a really bad idea, she said. Now, here's what I wanted to run by you, Fish Belk. The Associate Vice President for Strategic Communications, Joe Galbraith at Clemson, responded to this. He told Campus Reform that this woman's statements are, quote, not consistent with the admissions policies or practice of the university. So, in other words, you don't need to worry about them if you're a Republican. Admissions decisions are made by the leadership of the Office of Undergraduate Admissions, and views expressed on the personal social media channels of this individual who does not make admissions decisions are not consistent with the admissions policies or practices of Clemson University, he said. So don't worry about it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Do you feel, how do you respond to that, Mr. Belk?
Well, I think that President Clements and Vice President Chris Miller need to come out as well to publicly disavow anyone who's, you know, making claims of discrimination. I mean, I think that it's at least good that the Strategic Communication VP made a statement, but I think especially in today's climate, I think that that's just not good enough. I think that there should be an email to students and, you know, to people who are wishing to apply, saying that, hey, we do not discriminate against your political beliefs. I think that Jim Clements needs to come out himself and say that.
Do you think that Ms. Rosman should be fired? Should she keep her job? Should she be disciplined in any way? Or is she just telling the truth?
Well, so that's something that I personally do not have a comment on. I think she should at least be disciplined. I hate for, like, you know, one statement on, you know, a social media made in the heat of the moment to, you know, cost someone their career. But I think definitely there should be a conversation in Clemson's management as to, you know, how they need to deal with this situation, because someone who's, you know, inept and discriminatory should not be, you know, influencing who's, I don't know exactly how the process works, but, like, you know, whose application advances.
Here's what I wonder about this when I saw this, right? I think what you're saying is pretty reasonable. I'm in the camp, too, of let's not ruin somebody's life for one comment on social media, right?
Right.
But you and I both know, you know, or maybe I'm wrong, maybe you want to debate me on this, that if she was talking about pretty much any other group of people and them being discriminated against in application to Clemson and how you should just not let people know that you're fill in the blank here, particularly if that was liberal, Democrat, gay, do you think this would have been handled differently by Clemson?
Oh, absolutely. Which is unfortunate. Because, yeah, I think that if she was a Republican making a comment about, you know, someone's sexuality or something, I think that 100% Clemson would jump all over that. She would probably be fired for saying something like that. And, I mean, if that's the world that we live in, then I suppose I should accept that. But I just really don't want to be like the other side and, you know, ruin someone's life. Now, I'm not saying that we should throw discipline and morals out the window. I think that's a very important key aspect that we have largely lost. But me personally, I think that she should consider, you know, maybe picking a different position to work in the university, something that doesn't affect, you know, the rest of someone else's life.
See, and you're getting at the heart of the matter here. What she's talking about affects the rest of someone else's life. That is a tremendous amount of power to have. And we would understand the impact of it, I think, as a society, if she was talking about marginalized groups or supposedly marginalized groups in our society. Do you think this is just her firing off online, Fishbelk, or do you think that perhaps there's a little bit of truth here? Perhaps there is some institutional discrimination at Clemson in admissions, or you just don't know? Because this really raises some white flags for me.
You know, that is a good question. I do believe that the student body at Clemson is still largely conservative. But from what I've witnessed, I have noticed that management has continued to move, you know, more and more to the left. So this could be a serious red flag in terms of, you know, how the university as a whole is looking. But again, I would just call on, you know, President Clements and VP Chris Miller to go out and make a statement and, you know, audit, you know, who all they have in positions.
That you kind of jumped the gun a little bit on the next question I was going to ask you, which is fine. I was going to ask you, you said you think most of the student body at Clemson still conservative. Are you still feeling, though, do you feel any of what she's describing here, a feeling of, I mean, you are the president of the College Republicans, a feeling of unwelcome, a feeling of, I don't know what it would be, alienation there at Clemson? Is that a thing, or no, not really? It's just coming from Monica Rosman in the admissions, you know, the admissions counselor, and it was just a one-time internet post. Are you actually feeling some of this? Can you feel the undercurrent of it or no?
There is definitely a percentage of the student population that is actively hostile against conservatives. I've seen that at, you know, the Tommy Lahren TPUSA event last year. There was like a massive protest and, you know, statements that I've seen on, you know, some of my leftist friends' social media calling out, you know, conservatives on campus. So, I mean, there definitely is opposition to conservatives here on campus. But so far, up until now, I had not witnessed any direct discrimination by the university.
Okay. Well, I hope that continues to be the case. Fishbelk, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD. And he is the chairman of the College Republicans at Clemson. So give them a like and a follow on Twitter.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.